extraterrestrial life. Now, what are we looking for?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective evangelism called Why Won't They Listen? Okay, Ken, tell us something about NASA's SETI project.
Well, Mark, in the 1990s, NASA launched a program called SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. You see, NASA is so convinced that evolution is true, its scientists believe there must be numerous civilizations in outer space. So NASA set up a series of experiments around the globe, listening for radio signals coming from intelligent life. Now, if they heard pulse, 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 they assumed that this ordered sequence would come from some intelligence out there. You know the thing that blows my mind? Is that if scientists would exchange their telescopes for microscopes and look at our DNA, they'd find the most complex ordered sequence in the universe. And yet scientists look at the DNA and say, chance, chance, chance. But if they hear a few simple pulses from outer space, they get excited and say, intelligence. You know, no one's ever seen a complex language like the DNA in ourselves evolved by chance. Scientists know it takes information to get information, yet they refuse to consider that an intelligence is responsible for life on Earth. And you know why? That'd mean the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, is Lord over them. They'd have to bow before Him and accept responsibility for their sinfulness and their need of salvation.
One of the most asked questions we receive here is, how do you explain all the different people groups around the world, or races? Ken Ham provides the answer on our website, answersradio.com.